Hello everyone. Today, we're going to dive into a topic that's absolutely fundamental to understanding the entire world of chemistry, the classification of elements. Think of the periodic table as the ultimate cheat sheet for all things chemical. It's like a map that helps us navigate and understand every single element out there. Now, why is this so important? Well, imagine trying to learn about every single person in a huge city without any addresses or neighborhoods. It would be chaos, right? The periodic table does the same for elements. It organizes them based on their properties, making it so much easier to study them, predict their behavior, and understand how they interact. This chapter is a cornerstone for your science studies, and by the end, you'll be a pro at reading and understanding this amazing tool. We're going to journey back in time a bit to see how scientists, like the brilliant Dmitri Mendeleev, first tried to organize these elements. He made some incredible discoveries, even predicting elements that hadn't been found yet. But, like any first draft, his table had a few quirks. Then, we'll move on to the modern periodic table, the one you see today, which is based on a much more fundamental property of elements. So, let's get started with the story of how we got here. For a long, long time, chemists had this jumbled collection of elements, and it was quite a mess. Many brilliant minds tried to bring some order to it. One of the first to really make a breakthrough was a Russian chemist named Dmitri Mendeleev. He proposed something called Mendeleev's periodic law, which stated that the physical and chemical properties of elements are related to their atomic masses. He arranged all the elements known at the time, and here's the really cool part. He left gaps for elements he was sure would be discovered later, and he even predicted what their properties would be. Can you imagine? Elements like aka silicon, which we now know as germanium, were predicted by him. However, Mendeleev's table wasn't perfect. For instance, he had a bit of trouble placing hydrogen, as it seemed to fit in a couple of different spots. And what about isotopes? They have the same chemical properties but different atomic masses, so they didn't fit neatly into his system. He also had to place some heavier elements before lighter ones to make the properties line up, which felt a bit odd. Then came a young physicist named Henry Moseley. He realized that the atomic number, which is simply the number of protons in an atom's nucleus, was a more fundamental property than atomic mass. This led to the modern periodic law, which says that the properties of elements are periodic functions of their atomic numbers. This simple but profound change fixed all the issues with Mendeleev's table and gave us the organized, beautiful periodic table we use today. Now, let's talk about navigating this incredible chart. The modern periodic table is essentially a grid. You have vertical columns called groups, and there are 18 of them. Think of it this way. All the elements in the same group have the same number of electrons in their outermost shell, which means they tend to behave in very similar ways chemically. Then you have the horizontal rows, which are called periods. There are 7 of them. Elements in the same period all have the same number of electron shells. So, groups are about similar chemical behavior, and periods are about the number of electron shells. One of the most important skills you'll learn is how to find an element's address on the periodic table, its block, period, and group. This is all based on its electronic configuration. Let's take sodium, or Na, which has an atomic number of 11. Its electronic configuration is ((1s²)/(2s²)/(2p²)^(6)/(3s^1)/. The block is determined by where the last electron goes. In sodium's case, it goes into the S subshell, so it's an S block element. The period is the highest shell number, which is 3-4.